Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Another brain story here. Men are different than women. This is news. Well, the nature versus nurture debate regarding what is innate about being male or female and what is the result of environmental conditioning could possibly get a fresh look because of a new study from the University of Pennsylvania. A team of researchers using an advanced imaging technology has discovered that the basic circuitry of men and women's brains is visibly different. Ragina Burma, who is an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Radiology, specializes in biomedical image analysis, joins us now. Ragini, thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the imaging. What kind of imaging are we talking about here?
This is diffusion imaging. So it actually keeps track of the underlying water diffusion in the brain. So think of a traffic system in the brain. So the roads and the traffic. The roads are the white matter pathways in the brain, and the traffic is the functional connectivity on it. So diffusion imaging gets to the underlying white matter pathways in the brain.
How different did you find male and female brains, and how surprised were you by the difference?
Very different. They use complementary pathways, it seems, to do tasks. And it was a pleasant surprise. We were trying to study the different pathways between men and women in order to find out how disease progresses differently in men and women. So it was a pleasant surprise that diffusion imaging can show these differences so that we could use this later for diagnosis or prognosis.
Now, because of what's called plasticity in the brain, that circuitry is some ways a function of the environment, could these differences be explained by just the fact that males and females are culturated differently, or is this something that comes from birth?
It's an interesting question. The question you're asking is whether structure mediates function or function mediates structure.
Right.
No, this study doesn't delve into what were the causes for the differences. Hopefully this is a huge study run by Ruben and Raquel Gore, the neuropsychiatrists at Penn. It's 1,000 people. They also have functional imaging. So hopefully we should be able to answer something like this in the future. But right now, it is that these people were similar in various respects. I mean, we matched them on various respects. They were also healthy controls, and they seemed to show, they showed all these differences. So no, it is difficult to say what was the reason for the differences, except that they were different.
But we're now in a position to maybe ask that really important question. Does the way in which men and women are raised change the circuitry of their brain, or is there something very, very specific in the beginning that creates this different level of functionality, different level of structure, right?
Yes. The study also has a lot of functional imaging in it, so we should be able to answer this question. Also, this is a population study. So what you see is on a level of 1,000 people, how different men and women are on the gross level. Individual differences which come in are not what we did in the study, but would be a second stage of the study, which means trying to give someone a number which says how overlapping their brain is with respect to a male or a female brain.
Ragini Verma is associate professor in the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Radiology, where she specializes in biomedical image analysis, reporting on a study at Penn, a huge study at Penn, showing different visual structures in the circuitry of male and female brains. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.